Since Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, Chiefs Kingdom. Mitch Holtis here, voice of the Chiefs, and a big fan of Evergy and the work they do in our community. Evergy's not only the energy behind GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, but a powerful force for the region. For more than 130 years, Evergy has dedicated countless hours to volunteering. They also partner with the Chiefs to help area teenagers with college scholarships and so much more. To learn more, visit evergy.com/community stories. Evergy. Moving energy and our communities forward.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:45, 24 degrees, wind chill of 11, and we're pleased to be joined on KVOE this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan, who's Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this fine day?
Doing good on this chilly January 19th morn. And it's always good to have Greg in to give us updates on activities at the Lyon County History Center. Well, are the skyrocketing COVID numbers having an effect on the History Center?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, we have a program in place, and when numbers get to a certain level, we enact certain things. Well, because the numbers are so high at present, we are going to enact our wearing a mask while you're in the building, practicing 6-foot social distancing, and of course, washing your hands. We have hand sanitizing stations for that very reason. But we will keep this mitigation strategy in place as long as these numbers are high. You know, it's a thing, and we're all fighting it. But you know, the numbers go high, you do this, and numbers back off, and so you think, well, we're making progress, and then they turn around and go right back up. So It's a learning curve for all of us, but we'll do the best we can to mitigate the spread of this thing.
Well, it's good to hear that you remain open, though. But people just
we are in fact open. So if people want to come by, please do. And if you need a mask, we have masks to distribute at the front door.
All right. Well, we know in talking to you last time, you were making big plans for your annual meeting. How are things with the annual meeting slated for early next month? How are things working out right now?
Yeah, the annual meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 8th. We are going to have a board meeting tomorrow evening, and we will discuss what we're going to do. There are options, of course. There is a plow through. We could do a Zoom meeting. We could postpone it. So that's all kind of up in the air. As soon as I find out what we're going to do, I will let our membership all know what we're going to do. These are trying times, as they say, so we will do the best we can, and I will get the word out.
All right, so annual meeting, this is what, your 84th?
84th annual meeting. We have been around for a good long time. Lyon County Historical Society actually started as a satellite of the State Historical Society. And then as we progressed, we became an entity on our own. But we're one of the oldest historical societies in the state.
Little history on the History Center. Yeah.
Little history.
Right there.
Imparting wisdom.
So what is on the meeting agenda?
On the meeting agenda is we will have bylaw changes. We have went to great trouble. To correct some mistakes that were in the bylaws, and so we're going to get those presented to the membership at large. And of course, the biggest thing we do every year is we have the election of the new members, new board members. And so there are three openings this year, so we'll have three members on the slate to be elected, and then we'll talk about what happened in 2021 and look forward to 2022.
So you got some big plans down the road, some different stuff for the History Center if, you know, things calm down virus-wise?
We do. We're going to have lots of new exhibits. The Flower Power exhibit that is up on the first floor will come down, and we'll have a new exhibit there. We'll take a seat, and that's exactly what it sounds like. We're going to try to put all the chairs we have in our collection in that first floor area. Talk about the style and design, who used them, that sort of thing. We have a chair in our collection that actually belonged to the very first governor of Kansas.
Really?
Yes. And so that'll be on display, that sort of thing. So we look forward to that. And then, you know, I've talked about ad nauseum about our Barn Again exhibit.
Yeah.
And that'll be coming this year in 2022. So, again, if you have photos of your special barn, bring those by to Lyon County History 7 at 7-Eleven Commercial, and maybe we can include those in our upcoming exhibit.
We certainly hope people will always keep in mind about a membership to the Lyon County History Center, and membership drive, it really never ends, does it, Greg?
Membership drive really never ends, that's right, Ron, but this is the time of year when we currently have the big push for it. Memberships are vital to our organization. They connect us to the community. The community connects to us. And so that's a part of that. And, of course, it provides some funding for us to be able to do things throughout the year, such as create these new exhibits. So it's a really, really good win-win situation for both the public and the Historical Society. So, yeah, memberships start at $30 for an individual and $50 for a family. And they go up from there. So if you're interested, please call us at 340-6310 or come by 7-Eleven Commercial and we'll fill you up with the information.
All right. Maybe a couple of benefits being a member to the Lyon County History Center. What will you do for us?
Well, one of the two main benefits is you get a discount in our gift shop, a 10% discount. And you get a discount on the third floor room rental.
There.
So and that's 20%. So if you would like to know more about these particular benefits, again, please come by or give us a call.
Well, I'm a member and I want to save some money in the museum store. And you have expanded your offerings?
We have expanded our offerings. You know, there is a publishing company here in town, Metalark Press. So we have a lot of their selections in our gift shop for sale. Plus, there is the Kansas Guidebook 2, which is a fabulous book that talks about every town in Kansas, written by Marcy Penner and Wendy Rowe. And it's a great handbook if you like traveling around the state. And then there's a book written about a Peter Pan, which is about Mary White, written by Beverly Olson Buller. She's a member of the William Allen White Community Partnership. And so it's a great little book. And so we have those books for sale in our gift shop. Plus, Barb Say has made some handmade little rugs that are really cool. And her husband, Mark Say, has made a castle lock set so the kids can build things. It's like giant Legos, we'll call it. And it's really cool, and I think the kids will like that. So those two things, along with the books, are all on sale in our gift shop.
The Lyon County History Center Museum Store. And let's touch on the Howe House before we wrap it up here today, Greg.
So the Howe House, the limestone house that's on East Logan Avenue, that is a piece of property that belongs to the Historical Society. There's a house, limestone house, built in the 1860s, before and after the Civil War. And then, of course, the 18 acres there, we have a walking trail. So the walking trail is open 365 days a year. It's a half-mile trek. It goes from the back of the house property down to the beginning of the zoo and then back to the house. So it's a half mile, and it's a nice little track. And as we continue forward with that, we're going to develop signage that indicates all the wildflowers and native grasses out there. So this is a continuing process, but something that we hope to hope that the public really enjoys.
All right. I don't know if today is a great walking day, but who knows? I mean, a lot of people like to get out in a little chillier weather, but it's available for anyone, right?
It's available, yeah. And if you walk fast enough, you'll be warm.
All right, Greg, good stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, Ron, good to see you talk to you and have a good day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director of Lyon County History Center. Greg joins us on a bi-weekly update for basically here for updates on the Lyon County History Center. It is 8:54, 24 degrees, wind chill 11. Good morning.
Pratt Industrial, the nation's leading manufacturer of industrial use valves, based right here in Emporia, and a division of